All right, well, good morning. I'm excited. We feel like we're starting to edge and tiptoe into the fall season. Maybe, right? You guys from this area, South Georgia, you know it always tricks us, don't it? It'll trick you, you know, and then all of a sudden it's 98 degrees. But I'm a believer. Fall weather's coming, so I'm excited. Excited about all the things that's going on here. And look at everybody. Man, isn't it great? Hey, give yourself a hand. Yay, you come to church. Amen. So God's good. I'm excited. If you have your Bibles, we're going to be in the book of James. Our Sunday school classes were in James this morning. So James 1. And we'll get to it in a minute. Let's pray first. Father, thank you, Lord, as always, for the time to be here, to gather together and lift up your holy name and the worship songs, music. We do thank you for all the volunteers behind the scenes making everything happen in our church. And, Lord, we do thank you for music. Lord, we pray for Gary. We pray for all the ones that are on the back of our bulletin. Lord, you know each one's needs, so we just lift them up to you, Lord. The best way we know how, we lay them at the cross and ask for whatever they need in their life, that you'll be with them and help them. Lord, as always, Lord, I know I sound like a broken record, but I just want to always remember our military around the world, protecting us, keeping us safe. And, Lord, keep them safe. Help them accomplish their mission. And we also pray for the missionaries, home missionaries, foreign missionaries around. And help me this morning, Lord, with this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, and we'll get to James in just a minute, so y'all keep your finger there. In the national parks and state parks of Northern California, there are these huge sequoia trees. Amazing trees. How many have seen those in person? Raise your hand. Isn't it amazing? It really takes my breath away. They're as big as this entire, just the base of it is as big as, right? As big as this. And it goes up forever, it seems like. I remember standing at one and looking up and just really got tearful, because it just reminded me of how awesome God is. How just awesome He is. And it also reminded me what the Bible says, only a fool will say there's no God. You know, it's like, wow, you know, it's amazing. It's actually close to the hometown that Lynn grew up in. Lynn was born in the San Joaquin Valley in Modesto, California, but she grew up mostly in this little small town called Coulterville, which is in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada Mountains, and in a gold mining town. Yes, I found gold there. Don't hate on me. You know, I wonder how much that little thing's worth now. I got it, like, taped to this picture. Man, that was a long time ago. It might be worth something now. I'm going to check on it. No, it's a little tiny piece of little flake-looking thing. Anyway, it makes me cool, right? Found gold. But it was the original area for the California gold rush back in the 1800s. And so it's really pretty cool little area. But I'll tell you a story real quick before we get started. It's also Bigfoot country. Now, I'm a believer. How many is a believer? Raise your hand. Oh, come on. Yo, play along with me, okay? So it's Bigfoot country, and the first time that we went, Lynn out there, because she's like an hour and a half from Yosemite National Park, which is amazing. And then Jackie knows what I'm talking about, right? And then we went to this state park called Big Trees. It's where the big sequoia, most of them are, you know, a lot of them. And we were out there, and Lynn was filming, right? And I was standing with her, and she had a little camera video, and she was filming all the trees and everything. And Bigfoot ran out right in front of us. We have it on video. Would you like to see it? Okay, I'll show you. Pay close attention.
Hey, honey, you know this is Bigfoot.
That was before I started pastoring church. Everybody see Bigfoot? Sorry, Pete, I couldn't resist. But I have nothing else. But God does, so let's get busy. Ready? So in James, let's read James. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance, I can't already say it, finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Now back to the sequoia trees. They stand over 300 feet high. And I say they're huge. They can live over 2,000 years. And they're magnificent trees. A really cool thing was when I was looking, I was really studying and just looking at this one big tree, and I noticed there was a little wooden sign down on the ground, and it said, this tree was living here before Jesus was born. That's crazy, isn't it? That's amazing. Here's another amazing part. Those branches develop a cone, like pine cone we have here. They develop a cone, and the sequoia cones are anywhere from 12 inches to 15 inches long, and they're about a little bit bigger than a softball. I mean, that's a big cone. Now, inside that cone are the seeds to produce new sequoia trees. Those seeds are locked in that cone. They don't just naturally come out over time. The seeds can be locked in that cone for hundreds and hundreds of years and never produce a tree. The only way the cone will open and release the seeds is through fire. Lightning strikes. The heat from the fire will cause the cone to open. The seeds are able to germinate. And listen closely. And they will have the chance to become what they were created to be. And I always thought, you know, the fire was a bad thing. Oh man, the big trees on fire. And we all know it can be a bad thing for sure. But the point here is, I didn't realize that the natural fire was all a part of God's plan. It's how He designed nature to work. The fire is necessary for new growth. Now, the same way those seeds are locked up in those cones, we, I believe, have seeds locked up in us. Seeds of talent, seeds of service, seeds of purpose, and so on and so on. The only way they'll come out is through fire. You with me? Now, we don't like the fire, do we? We don't like to be uncomfortable, especially when things are not going our way or we don't understand it. It's easy to get discouraged when the fire comes. But remember from last week, please, if you missed last week's message, go listen to it. It's about being strong in the Lord, and you're stronger than you think. Amen. God won't allow a difficult situation unless He has a purpose for it. There's potential locked up in us. I really believe that. That only will come out through adversity. How else will we be able to count it? How else would we be able to count it all joy if we didn't know for sure that God really is in control of our life. He really knows what's going on. There are gifts and talents that you won't ever discover except through uncomfortable times. Psalms 4:1. Listen to this. Psalm 4:1. David says, "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress." David says, "Have mercy on me and hear my prayer." David asked God to have mercy on him during his distress, his trouble. He says, "God, have mercy on me." You see, the heat was on him. Listen to David, what else he said. He said, "God had mercy on me in my good times and in my bad times. God had mercy on me when everyone was celebrating me and people were against me." He said, "When I faced a giant twice my size and King Saul was trying to kill me." And this part right here really touches my heart. He says, "And God had mercy on me even when my own father didn't believe in me." It was in that fire that David discovered the talent that he really didn't know he had. In the fire, he stepped into courage and greatness that he would never have known if he hadn't went through that fire in that time. Some of you are old enough, you know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? You can look back in your life and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of you may be in the fire right now. You may be thinking, "God, how am I going to work this out? What is going on? How am I going to deal with this?" You may be thinking, "This trouble is too much for me. This trial is too much. It's setting me back." But I'm here to tell you that it's setting you up. It's what it's really doing. You're going to see new growth when you come through this fire, and God will see you through it. You will see new growth. You'll see new opportunities. You'll see new faith. You'll see more fruit. Remember the fruits of the Spirit? You'll see more fruit than you've ever seen in your life before when you get on the other side of that fire. But it couldn't happen without the fire. You may not see it yet, but there's faith and freedom in the fire. The fire is opening up things in you that maybe you have never seen. Listen up. Don't fight the fire. Hold on to your faith through the fire. Stay faithful to God through the fire. Trust Him. He loves you. He will see you through it. The right attitude is, I believe we should try, talking to me too, we should try to be as humble as we can. But our attitude should be something like, "God, I don't like this." Do you know it's okay to tell God you don't like something? You're not going to shock Him when you just talk to Him real. "God, I don't like this. I'm uncomfortable with this. But I trust You because I know You love me. I know You're in control of my life. You wouldn't have allowed this difficulty in my life if it was going to hurt me or damage me. But I know it's going to make me better. It's going to make me a better servant." Now, I've learned this. I'm still learning as I go and grow and go through life like all of us, right? But I've learned this. God will not mismanage your life. I'm going to say that again because I really want it to sink in. God will not mismanage your life. He knows how much fire. He knows how much heat. He knows how much pressure that you can handle. He controls the thermostat. If that fire was going to take you out, He wouldn't have allowed you to get in it. You are well able. You are strong in the Lord. You have victory in Jesus. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Right? You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Keep the right perspective. That fire is not going to burn you up. Do you ready to hear me? That fire is not going to burn you up. It's a part of the growth process. Just like those beautiful trees. The fire is all a part of God's plan so that you and I can become everything we were created to be. It's a part of the process. 1 Peter 4:12. 1 Peter 4:12. Dear friends, do not be surprised. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. Did y'all hear that? To me, that's like right in my face. Just, it's okay. I love you. I got this thing worked out. I'm in control. But don't let it take you back. Don't let it surprise you. God is saying, sometimes I'm going to let you go through the fire, through things you don't understand, things that may not be fair. During those times, you'll be tempted. You'll be tempted to get bitter. You'll be tempted to get upset. But trust Him in the fire. He orders your steps. The Bible's very clear about that, right? He orders our steps. He's either in control or He's not. But I believe He is. The fire is opening up seeds of faith. Everybody with me? Seeds of fruit that you could never reach, that we could never reach in our life without the fire. Now, some of you know a lot about this, especially you farmers and that own land and things like that. Sometimes the forest rangers will do what's called a controlled burn. They'll set a fire on purpose to burn off the underbrush. They carefully study and plan exactly what needs to be burned. When difficulties come against us, sometimes it can feel like the fire is out of control. I hear it. I hear it in counseling. I even hear it pastoring the church. I hear it from different directions. But people are saying, I lost my job. My husband's acting crazy. I was diagnosed with a different new illness. The negative news is overwhelming. My kids won't act right. Inflation is about to break us. Gas prices are up. Food is up. It feels like a wildfire out of control. But I want to encourage you this morning. Everybody listen closely. I want to encourage you this morning. In your little world right there, because we all live in our little worlds, right? In your little family, your little world, you are in a controlled burn. God has you in the palm of His hand. He sees what is going on in your life. He knows what you're going through. He understands, He knows the very details of what's happening in your life. You are in a controlled burn. He wouldn't have let you get in the fire if he wasn't going to bring you out of the fire. And here's the good news, and the positive spin on this too is that whenever you come out of that fire, if you keep your eyes on Jesus, you'll be a different person. Now maybe the enemy meant to stop you, but God only allowed it so that he could develop you. It's tempted here to go to Job, but it would be here to 2 o'clock, right? So go study Job from this point. But this, my friends, is an opportunity for spiritual growth. The fire is a sign that you're about to bloom. I mean, give him glory. Give him praise. The fire really, it's a sign that you're about to bloom. Really think about that. Don't believe the lies that the fire is out of control in your life. Really, the fire is probably getting ready to come to an end. You see, before the fire, listen up. Before the fire ever started, God set the boundaries. He planned how long, how much, how hot. It was his strategy. Trust him through the fire. Trust him in the fire. I wanted to talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but we'll be here to 3 o'clock. Amen. That's not a random fire. It's not a wildfire. It's a controlled burn. The enemy, oh, Jesus, let them hear this. Deep in your heart. The enemy is not, everybody say not, real aggressive, not. Oh, come on, don't let your pride get in the way. Everybody say it real quick, not. The enemy is not in charge of your life. He cannot do whatever he wants with you. You are God's property. You belong to Almighty God. You belong to Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. You were bought with a price. When Jesus died on the cross and he's buried in the grave and he was raised up on that third day, we're children of God now. He created you and he breathed life into you. He planned your days. And yes, we all go through the fire, don't we? If you haven't, you better hang on. We all go the fire. Through the fire, God has a comeback for every setback. He has healing for every hurt. He has mercy for every mistake. Got that one from Louis Giglio. Seriously, I mean, I'm resourcing. I got to give him credit, though. But that sounds like Louis, don't it? I'm going to say it again, because I just love this. We all go through fire, but God has a comeback for every setback. He has a healing for every hurt, and he has mercy for every mistake. That's powerful to me. That is powerful. You're not doing life on your own. David said in Psalm 66:12. There we go. We went through the fire, and you brought us to a place of great abundance. Now notice the abundance was what? After the fire. It was through the problem. After the problem is when God brings the abundance. You may be saying, I've been in the fire a long time and things are just not working out. Well, I want to say to you this morning, don't judge your situation too soon. God has not forgotten about you. He sees you doing the right thing when it's hard. He sees you being good to people that are not good to you. He sees you taking that medical treatment and not complaining. Raising those children sometimes by yourself. Going the extra mile, never getting a thank you. God sees your struggles, how people have hurt you, have disappointed you, and maybe even reject you. God sees those things. Now, how we respond in the pressure will determine whether you come out of the fire better or bitter. That's up to us. That's a choice that we make. And God said, choose this day whom you will serve. You're not going to understand everything that happens in life. Sometimes life is just not fair. Amen? It's just not. I tell my clients sometimes they always want something fair. Well, that's not fair. I say, well, if you want fair, it comes around twice a year. Perry, Georgia, and your local county. They get mad and walk away. That's the truth, isn't it? Life's just not fair, man. But one thing I realize, and I've accepted deep in my heart, that God's in control. He's got this thing worked out. Sometimes it may feel like a wildfire in your life. Maybe things are not working out. But you have to remind yourself, it's a controlled burn. God is in charge. He's in control. He loves you with an everlasting love. He has a great plan for your life. God allowed that fire not to defeat you, but to see you grow into what you were created to be. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we do humble ourselves the best way we know how, and honestly, I don't know how, but I just thank you for your word, that it does encourage us, correct us, guide us, give us strength, counsel. Lord, we say we love you. And again, the best way we know how, we just say that we love you. And we thank you. Father, there's one here this morning that's never accepted Christ as their personal Savior. Lord, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, I'll just ask that person want to get saved and give their life to Christ, they can do it right there in their seat. I just ask that you would say this prayer with me. And others may want to say it out loud to make someone feel comfortable. If you want to get saved today, not join this church, not be religious, but if you want to give your life to Christ, pray this with me. Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my life. Make me a new person. I believe that you died on the cross for me and you were raised from the grave to give me everlasting life. From this day forward, I'm going to serve you. Jesus' name. Amen.